This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I've been cleaning up my little greenhouse and getting plants ready for my market season, the season of loading plants in our old pickup truck and driving it to Bisbee on Saturday mornings. It's about 50 miles away, and that's a few weeks away. And, you know, so first I have to see what's in my greenhouse, if anything, that I can spruce up. I'm mainly pulling a weed called oxalis. And yes, we have native oxalis, the wood sorrels, but this universal greenhouse varmint is the old world species called oxalis corniculata. Cute little clover-like leaves and dainty yellow flowers. And I was pulling it out of plants. An endless chore, by the way. And as I was doing it, I realized this is my 35th year of pulling oxalis corniculata in various greenhouses in Arizona and New Mexico. Ooh, what a celebration. So pulling weeds and organizing trays, you know, like putting the same species together. There are a lot of what the heck is this moments. I study the leaves. It's too early, even in the greenhouse, for flowers. So I study the leaves, the stems. I rub the leaves to get an odor. For example, the first leaves of Stachys coccinea, hedge nettle, and the species I'm growing this cool little eastern species, a potherb of agastache. I just forgot the specific epithet, but this agastache is a potherb. Anyway, the first leaves look the same, but you rub them, and the one, oh my gosh, Stachys, it smells pretty bad. And agastache, it's got a fennel smell to it. I think the species name has to do with that fennel smell. Anyway, I'm finding all these little treasures in that weedy jungle. And what else are you wondering? What else are you finding in there, Petey Mosquito? Well, I sure do like salvia species or selections, and I'm coming across a lot of salvia farinacea, mealycup sage. It dies back to the ground every winter, and in my greenhouse, I don't heat it, so it dies back in there too, but returns with lush, rich, green leaves, so gardeny looking. It would be hard to pick up a seed catalog that didn't have salvia farinacea in the flower section. But listen to me. Look at me. It's a southwestern native. It's found in the states of New Mexico, Texas, and Coahuila. On top of those green leaves is a spike of tiny dark blue violet flowers. It's a very cool salvia. I love Salvia officinalis, garden sage, salvia from the Mediterranean region. I read the northern shores of the Mediterranean are renowned for its culinary and medicinal properties. Oh, yeah. The species name officinalis means it was being sold in shops, apothecaries, right? Cool. Salvia, the genus Salvia, was named by Pliny the Elder, and it's derived from a Latin salvare, to heal or to save. So salvias have always been, and I do mean always been, through history, thought to be medicinal. Yeah. Garden sage is so tough. We have three around the perimeter of our 1991 Marvelette that are years old. Very cool old-time garden sage. So I'm going through the greenhouse looking at plants and remembering where I got the seed or the cuttings. And lo and behold, I found some Salvia limoni. That's an old name. I think it was also called Salvia grammi and Salvia wislizniae. Now it's Microphylla. But this very cool local salvia, this variety of microphylla is found in the mountains around you and me in southeastern Arizona and northern Sonora. There's so many forms. There are so many forms of the species microphylla. This grammi, limoni, wislizniae has pink to red flowers atop 2-foot branchy leafy stems. Rub those leaves. Some say a peppermint odor. Definitely a minty smell. I don't know. You let me know what you think when you get out there and rub them. You find it 6,000 feet to 9,000 feet in elevation in the mountains near you and me, and it doesn't start to bloom until midsummer. Then it's hard to miss. I remember a favorite trail in the Chiricahuas where I have to wade through Salvia microphylla. And oh, yeah, that's where I got the cuttings to start the treasures in my greenhouse. Yeah, gonna need to grow some more of those, I'm thinking. I may need to go into the sky islands, because they're beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.